As promised, though, right now we're joined by a defensive end with the Detroit Lions. And that just in and of itself sounds kind of weird to me. But he is entering his first season with the Lions. He spent the previous 9 years with the Rams. 395 total tackles, 48 tackles for loss, 28 sacks with the Rams. He was an all-SEC at LSU. 14th pick overall in 2012 out of LSU. He hosted a football and cheer camp in Houston over the weekend. And you got the Lions opening up against San Francisco on September 12th. Michael Brockers is my guest. Michael, you and I have been talking for a long time, so it just seems really weird for me to introduce you as a member of the Lions instead of the Rams. How does it feel for you to hear that and to be a member of the Lions?
It feels great, man. Thanks for having me. For me, I think the OTA time that we took out, about that 3 weeks, I think that was perfect. I think, you know, for us to get with the coaches, get some work in, learn the scheme, and kind of just feel everybody out. I think that really made a lot of people feel comfortable, because I'm not the only one that this team is a new team for them. So we have a new coaching staff. We have, you know, a bunch of new other players on the team. So it's the first time for us all to be together. But, you know, I think that OTA period that we had was great for us.
All right, so I want to get into that, because, for instance, there was a moment last year where it seemed like you might be going to become a member of the Ravens, and now you're officially a Lion. Mm-hmm. Like, it is part of the business, right? So few guys will start and end their career with the same team, but what's it been mm-hmm. like to go from an organization where you spent your entire career to suddenly going to a whole new team?
It feels a little weird at first. It was transitioning from the Rams and being here. But once I get locked in and, you know, it's all about ball, football, I mean, that's all the biggest thing for me is, you know, being able to play the game I love and being able to, you know, hang with the guys. So like I said before, the OTA period really, you know, opened my eyes to the experience. So I'm wearing different colors. I got a different helmet, different locker room and so forth. But, I mean, I'm enjoying it. I think the team is great. I think the coaching staff is awesome. So we're starting off on the right foot.
Michael Brockers is joining me once again. All right, so in terms of the coaching staff, you've got Dan Campbell, and he's in his first year as head coach, and he, of course, went viral for that amazing press conference where he was talking about biting kneecaps and kicking opponents in the teeth. What's it been like to work with him so far? And, dude, have you bitten any kneecaps yet?
Working with him is awesome, because he reminds me a lot of McVay and how he came in, as far as like understanding that, man, it's no ego when it comes to his coaching style. It's all about, the team. It's all about, I don't want to use a statement from the Rams, but like it's a we not me mentality. It's all about the team. It's all about what we can do to be better, what we can do to win more games, what we can do. So I like that aspect about his coaching. Is not, I'm coming in here and I'm changing the team. It's more about he is coming in here. He's, new coach, and he has a lot of expectations. But at the same time, he's expecting us as men to do our part. And I think that's what we love and what we respect about him.
You know, it seems to me like what you're talking about is actual communication. Not like BS right. communication, but like actual two-way communication where they actually care what you think. They want your feedback. They're listening. It seems like a small thing, but it's not. Like, why is that kind of communication and the way you communicate with pro players, why is that so important?
Well, from his perspective, and a lot of coaches on our staff, and this is the first time I've been a part of a staff that has 7 to 8, maybe double-digit coaches on our staff that has played in the league and has played for a long time. You know, so when you have that and you have that understanding that they have understanding of what we go through as players, so they understand that it's going to be tough. It's a grind. You know, the season. Is a marathon. It's not a sprint, you know. And communication, like you said earlier, is vital. And the way you communicate is vital, because a lot of guys don't want to be, yelled at or screamed at or stuff like that. Man, some people just want you to just talk to them as a man, gain an understanding of what you're talking about and what you're trying to teach, and then let's roll. I mean, a lot of these players in the league, you know, we aren't about a lot of BS, man. Just tell us what we got to do. Explain it to us in terms that we understand, and let's get the job done.
Right. Like, for instance, if they're looking to get you to buy in, if they're looking to get you to follow, then they need to show you how you can be better, right? And then you will follow and you will buy in.
And I think that's a, and that's, and it's funny that you say that, because you see a lot of that on the team now, is a lot of guys coming from that Patricia era, and they're like, man, this coaching staff understands, this coaching staff talks to you, they communicate with you, and you see a lot of guys loving that and buying in. And when you have that, man, I've seen that turnaround from 4-12 and then going to the playoffs the following year. So, man, I just think we're off on the right foot, like I said earlier, and you know, it's definitely going to be exciting to move forward with this team.
You know, I'm glad you brought that up. Michael Brocker's my guest, because, for instance, you're not just going to a new situation. You're going from a team that was regarded as a Super Bowl contender to one that is viewed as a rebuilding team. Now, I get this, all right? New regime, new culture, new coaches, new players. I understand that it's different, but you know it's going to be a grind, and you're always going to give it what you have. Does it feel like your role changes in a new situation when you go from a team that was a contender and one that's trying to become one?
Not really. I mean, you know, that's what I love about the coaching staff, Dan, is that they're allowing me to be myself. And, you know, at the same time, you know, they're putting a little bit of pressure on me that you'd lead a lot of these young guys and show them how to get things done and show them how to be a professional. So it's kind of the same, you know, similarity of what I was doing at the Rams towards the end of my career, where I was, you know, kind of, you know, the leader of the team, kind of getting everybody together, keeping everybody on one mind, one focus. And, you know, that was just to win games, man. I think it's a simple concept, but once you just make it a simple concept, I mean, it's easy for everybody just to jump on board, man. This game is all about winning, and that's what everybody cares about.
Michael Brockers is my guest. Let me ask about the quarterback situation, because when you go to Detroit, that means you're going to rejoin Jared Goff. I know that when Matthew Stafford came to L.A., you were hyped about that, and you connected with Goff to make sure that he understood and that you guys were good. So how much does it feel like you guys can teach your new teammates about what it does take to win in this league, the very thing you've been talking about?
Right. I mean, you know, from the first little instant that I found out I was going to Detroit, I made sure I hit him up just to make sure that we were on the same page. And, you know, we had to understand, like, man, we know what it takes to turn this team around. We know what it looks like. Let's begin to do it. Let's lead. Let's show these guys. Not, you know, trying to be extra, you know, I don't know, trying to be extra and trying to be on top of the guys and just, you know, I don't know. I don't know what I'm trying to say, but you don't want to be arrogant. You don't want to, you know, I guess, can I say bitch?
You can say bitch. Players,
but, I mean, but, you know, you just want to be likable. You want to, you know, let all the guys understand that, man, you're not trying to come in here and be no superstar, man. You're just trying to be one of the guys to get his job done, to help the team out to win. And that's ultimately what we're trying to do.
I know exactly what you're trying to say. So let me ask you this. Like, have you spent enough time there to get a sense of Detroit and what they're about? And the reason I bring that up, it's always been one of my favorite cities, all right? It's an extremely passionate fan base. They love that football town. You can call it hockey town. You can talk about the world championships the Pistons have won. The Tigers have had success. I'm telling you, I've spent time in that town, Michael. That's a football town. That is legitimately a football town to me. Now, I'm a California native. Maybe I'm talking about my ass. Can I say ass if we can say bitch? Anyway, it's a football town. I know it is, man. They're so hungry. What would it mean to you to help build a winner in that town?
Man, this would be awesome. I mean, I keep hearing it just as you stated, man. This is a football town. They love the team. They're passionate about the team and where it's going. And, you know, just the team in general. You have so many just downright just Detroit Lions fans, no matter how bad the team is doing, no matter how good the team is doing. They are Detroit Lions fans. And I think that's what I like about the city and like about the fans that they're going to support no matter what. And when you have a fan base behind you that's going to support you and really not put a lot of pressure on you, but just understand, like, you know, they're in there with you. Like, they're in the same game, the same seasons that you are part of, they're a part of. And I think that's what I love the best about the fan base, is that they're in for the long run. And it's not going to take long for us to, you know, turn this thing around. But it's definitely good to know that, you know, the fan base is always behind you no matter what.
They are, for sure. I mentioned you hosted your youth football and cheer camp back in your hometown of Houston over the weekend after having to postpone the camp last year. How good did it feel to be back out there once again?
Oh, man, it felt great. It felt awesome, man, just to get back outside, man. The kids enjoyed it. I think the parents enjoyed it a little bit more, you know, getting the kids out on the field, getting them a little tired. We had food for them at the end of the camp, so, you know, the kids are a little sleepy, and they're, you know, they're fed at the end of the camp. You know, parents don't have to do too much work when they get back home. So the parents enjoyed it. The kids enjoyed it. Like I said earlier, man, it was a great turnout. Volunteers came out, showed their support, helped out tremendously, and it's just an all-around great experience. A lot of people who were at the camp, they came the other 2 years, so it's good to know that the camp is doing well enough for people to keep coming back, and that's what it's all about, and I'm looking forward to doing it again.
Good for you. I can hear how excited you are about that and the passion you have for it. He's a defensive end now for the Lions, entering his first year. And they open up against San Francisco on September 12th. Michael, always appreciate you. Always appreciate that conversation, man. Great to have you back. Thank you so much.
Man, I appreciate you, Jim. Thanks for having me, brother.
Appreciate you, Michael. Always look forward to having a conversation with Michael Brockers.